As a picture depicting this on the it's is a woman actually giving birth. The meaning probably is that in the previous one, there was a pregnant woman who now is changing state. Then the 12th is the dependent arising of aging and death. Then there are two types of aging. One, which is the momentary disintegration that takes place immediately after the moment of birth or conception. So thus, every moment on for the rest of the life. And then there's another, which is called leading. And then the other type of aging is of complete deterioration. Which is the usual type of aging that we're used to in the world, becoming old.
And it's sure.
Then there's death.
That day, Palia, and it's a man, Dabata. Oh, you can sort of be Dabat said a mini, but the middle of thought over that, and they get to men, not only on the year.
And in between all, in between these, there are cries of sorrow, all sorts of suffering, getting what you don't want, not getting what you do want.
So you see, our life begin the type of, you see, a kind of suffering when you are, how to say, born. Then the end is a death. That also the suffering type, a type of suffering. And between there, we see illness, all different kinds of, I mean, old age, and all different kinds of, how to say, unfortunate things there. Now, that is the Sanskrit, they are say, out of Four Noble Truths, you see, suffering truth, the dukkha, which we do not want. We want to overcome, you see, that state or that problem. Now you see, it is important to investigate whether there is any way to overcome or not. Now, in order to understand that, you see, it is very important to investigate what is the cause of the, I mean, of that, you see, that thing. Then the explanation of this whole explanation comes.
That it derives back to the initial stage of ignorance. So this explains the origin of the type of suffering that we're undergoing, that its root meets back to ignorance.
Now you see, within minutes, we may create, unless, you see, I mean, as long as ignorance, which is the seed of suffering, is there, you see, then because of that, within, you see, every minute, we may create a certain kind of action or a certain kind of, how to say, cause, which makes, you see, another rebirth, like that. So, you see, on one consciousness, the, how to say, infinite, right? The limitless number of that bhaksa, kadaji, kyawa penyagi, lemangu shibuji, that namshi chikitin liya bhaksa yi tishan shahi.
predispositions that are potencies established by actions that in turn have been motivated by ignorance. A limitless number of them are in our consciousness now.
小三哥，当，嗯，他给了别个，当我说东，那你想，当我那，他那几十六年了，他天天用当地，嗯，他天天擦几十个月的，天天伢拉九年的，没得办呢，可惜吧都，还得去写的，天天擦几十，那过了没得办，大概啷个长些呗？但伢拉他们就是提的嘛，就是下山去的擦几十节。So
now this is an explanation of the 12 members of dependent arising in terms of one round, the member of ignorance, and then the remaining 11 members coming out of that.
对吧？那，但，没这个第一个长些呗，原来就你第原来他们的没一百钱，但没这个现在个长些呗，呀，第一样长些呗，呀，原来之前的，但得了，但得差了三十多。Then,
Now, then there are other rounds of dependent arising that are operating, which are again ignorances and ignorance that induces another set of 12.
Mm-hmm. And the piggy, Kuriman, the Dusun Shabati, when I shanna, that's Dendisarni, sorry, Dusan Jesha.
Now, in the term, in this explanation, in which the 12 are cases of the one leading to another, you have to say that at the time of the operation of this one round of dependent arising, there's another round of dependent arising operating together with it.
Mm.
You can see this by the fact that with respect to this round of dependent arising, when you have ignorance, action, and consciousness, between consciousness and name and form, one has to have the 8th, 9th, and 10th members in order to activate that potency that's in the consciousness such that it will produce the lifetime indicated by number 4.
That the diggy selling a suit of a chuba sibet tended to be jig that Kyotalia. Then a genin you the winner, that genin you the winner, and a DJ Tamatagi, Kyotalia, Kyavet tended chair, and a day to do Teta Tunium do, Kada Minsu tended, and a GG tended, regret tended, sovet tended, did not in a little.
And then when one looks at numbers 8, 9, and 10, attachment, grasping, and existence, that level of the fully potentialized karma leads to birth, and at the same time as that birth, there will be another set of name and form, sources, contact, and feeling that's operating. So this is in terms of considering the 12 to be one round. And again, for that, attachment, grasping, and existence that must come between members 3 and 4, those in turn also must have members 4, 5, 6, and 7 before them. Thus, there's another round involved in the production of that.
자자가 변한 텐데 살 찍으리스 변한 통에 머리 보안에 아니 것이 봐도 슬라바 이나 머리 보 때려야 한지 머리 보 머리 나를 설치 용청에 설치 그러나 것이 쓰는 인터넷 배다 쇼자를 설치 지글로를 쉐도 와 땅코 텐데 살 찍이 변한 셀렌스 보숨 줄지 뒤용야가 전달해야 텐데 신식이 간다 가쇼래 민수다 디디 아니 그 디바슬라데 주니 용도 땅원해라 Tendi yang lain cuci, cuci pasal cuci, cuci pasal cuci tu senda tak mende bersih ni tu. Mereka pada masa ke batu lah tak mende bersih. Ini yang dia berkhawatir tu.
Now it might look as if once the first member is ignorance and the last member is aging in death, as if there were a beginning and end. But when you realize that in order to bring about this one round of the 12 member dependent arising, it's necessary to have other rounds of dependent arising operating at the same time. Thus one gains one realizes one realizes that since it isn't one set but that there are many sets operating together that there's no beginning and there's not like a clean beginning and end
so that's do something in the one that I need that kind 자와로디 머리볼 투용이도 머리볼 마사나 다 지다메듯이 내 상으로.
Thus one sees that since the root of all of it, however, is ignorance, as long as one has ignorance, there's nothing that one really can do about getting rid of this process.
나 가르도와래. 자상가. 다 대코는 일로 몽베 라 머리베 시체 엔 랜데라 몽베 머리베 꾸네라데 소나마인베 레사 디 냔주껴와 펜제 다 땅 냔주껴와지 펜니 다들 엔 루지기 셀랭게 쓰었더니 셀랭 씹었으면 다 가다이니 타마르디 응 냔주 동에 두용 두용 다 디기 된데 사실 싸워 이말이
With regard to the 12 member dependent arising of a lifetime in a bad transmigration, there is the basic ignorance, which is obscuration with respect to the mode of being of phenomena, and there also is that ignorance, which is obscuration with respect to the relation between actions and their effects. Through that action, a non-virtuous action is produced that deposits a potency in the consciousness, this serving as the projecting cause. That projecting cause is actualized or charged up, nourished by attachment, grasping, and existence. Due to that, the projected effects and actualized effects of suffering in a bad transmigration are produced.
Taya ngundu tuji gi da ji le kya wa pena ji so su pang ba da da ga nei xin gi ji ji xian le pan da wa din ji gi le kya wa sang bu shi tu ni za wa de ni mari bi ku ne la ta ti ma do se ma ba mari bi ku ne la din ji gi ta ngundu pin so tu ya ge le sang bu shi sa ni di ju ju gi na shi tu pa sha 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 ba din ni ya se leng ge se ta che Ini mengundi luding tu yang, tadi ini mengundi luding sih, yang sahaja terdisyah.
Then with respect to the 12 member dependent arising of a lifetime of high status within cyclic existence, still the basic ignorance is the same. It's obscuration with respect to the mode of subsistence of phenomena, but the action that is motivated by that is. Under the condition of that, is a virtuous action. That virtuous action deposits a potency in the consciousness. That projecting cause is actualized, nourished, or charged up by attachment and grasping an existence such that it produces a lifetime of the projected and actualized effects of a lifetime in high status.
Mm-hmm. That Dindigi, Dendi Yala Juni Kurzu di Samson Shangi Ting to Kurzu Jen Yundu, any Ninji Samba Penya, the Ninji Lojayan Ruyare.
when one reflects on this mode of traveling in cyclic existence by way of these 12 members of dependent arising with respect to others, one's compassion for others is increased.
So today, in the Yala Juni, Kadako Kurzuti, any Randin the Samta, the Shandin the Samta, the Yamisha, Dachamus Social.
Thus, there's vast methods of meditation, of reflection, are set forth in terms of reflecting on these 12 members of dependent arising in terms of oneself and developing a wish to get out of cyclic existence, and reflecting on these 12 members of dependent arising in terms of others, and thereby developing an increasing compassion.
Yeah. That's the Yalajuni Tenjin Dabajuni Suitiche.
So that's the mode of dependent arising in terms of these 12 members of the development of a lifetime in cyclic existence.
That Tenjin Dodan Chigan Tagisagi, that Shashel Tenjin Dubasadi. That was the Shakarishina Kada Shashing in Bari, Sushin Shashanani, the Chai Chari, Chai Chai Muyari.
Then there's another type of dependent arising, which is the dependent arising of dependent imputation, imputation or designation in dependence upon parts. Any physical object has directional parts. Phenomena such as consciousnesses have parts of moments or parts of moments of consciousness. If there were any such thing as a partless particle, then one could not discriminate, say, a left side and a right side, or a this side from that side. If you can't discriminate sides in something, then no matter how many of them you put together, you wouldn't have anything more than the size of the original one. However, it is the case that these gross objects are produced through the coming together of many tiny particles. Thus, it is in terms of investigating physical objects that no matter how small the particle is, it must have directional parts. It's in terms of this logic that it is established that there are no physical objects that are partless. Then similarly, also with respect to a continuum, if the members of a continuum didn't have earlier and later parts themselves, then there wouldn't be any possibility of their coming together to form a continuum.
That 아니 나이도 자네 지 차전식 차전 양가와 더부지 유연이 대 차셔서 주된 게 아니 찬대던 리스체니 지 차다 차전스럽도 지 그러니 뭐 지실 땡 땡겨 때때 건실 소소스 엔터티 여더지 나 샤이도 와 다 지들로 나왔는 신 전에 내버지 이나 로리아 차다 차전센 도스 니용구 여버는 신치기 아니 모다라 판 주구주베 그돌에 차셔를 넣어서 차전 양가와
Then also with respect to unchanging phenomena such as unproduced space, there are the parts or factors such as that in the eastern quarter or western quarter or the part associated with this object or that object. Thus, any object, whether it is impermanent or permanent, changing or unchanging, has parts. Now, when the whole and parts of any particular object appear to our minds, it is the case, isn't it, that the whole and parts appear to have their own separate entities. They appear to our conceptual thought in this manner. But when you investigate, it is clear that the whole and parts do not have separate entities. Thus, When they appear to our minds, it seems as if the whole and the parts have their own, the whole appears to have a separate entity from the parts. But if they did, it would be something that you should be able to find under analysis, but when you analyze, you can't find any such separate whole and parts.
That the Nunzula, Chajan, the Chachet, Sosuji, entity Sosuji, 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 Sosuji,
Thus, you can see that there's a discrepancy between the way whole and part appear and that they appear to have separate entities, with a discrepancy between that and the way they actually do exist, since they don't have separate entities. However, this doesn't mean that there are no objects or no wholes, because if there were no wholes, you couldn't speak of anything as being a part of that whole. The whole is that in relation to which something is posited as its part. So thus, there are wholes, but the mode of existence of those wholes is that they are designated in dependence upon their parts, and there's no other way of their existing. Since this is the case, this applies not just to changing or impermanent phenomena, but also applies to permanent or unchanging phenomena, and thus is broader in meaning than the former one. Then, with regard to another, again, more profound meaning of dependent arising, when one seeks for the object designated or that to which a designation is affixed, one doesn't come up with anything among or separate from the basis of designation of an object that is that object.
So,
Now, for instance, take the self or the I. There is the I, which is the controller or user of mind and body, and not Lasha. And the mind and body are the objects of use of that I or self.
So you say I is something like, you say ownership. The body and the mind is something belonging. Now you see, you can say, this is my body. Today you see my health, body is something wrong. I'm therefore I tired. Or today my physical is very fit, so I'm very, very much fresh. You can say like that. And now you see, nobody say, this is I. But meantime, this gets some pain. You can say, because some pain, part of your physical, you can say, I get pain, but I'm not well. But although you say I and this is something different, isn't it? So now this is something wrong. And similarly, you see, my mind or consciousness. Now, some cases, you see, you could feel, oh, you see, my memory is so poor, something wrong, something miss, like that, you see. You can, even sometimes you can fight, you can feel almost going to fight with your own consciousness, your own memory, something like that, isn't it? And, yes, and usually you can say very well, my mind is my consciousness. I want to improve, you see, sharpness of my mind. I want to train my mind. So that case, the mind is
The mind is the trainer.
Myself, I want to train, you see, my mind.
Is the object trained, and myself are the trainer. We have the feeling I'm going to train my mind when the mind's unruly and so forth. And oneself appears as the teacher or trainer of the mind, and the mind is like the unruly student that is going to be trained. You're going to give it some study, give it some training in order to make it better.
So now you see, both body and mind is something belonging. I is the owner. But beside mind, physical, mind, body, there's no separate independent entity, entity of I. You see, there is every indication, there is I. Yet, you see, if we take investigation, you cannot find. So that means now, if there is independent I, or if there is separate entity, or I don't know, this independent I, that I must, now for example, the Dalai Lama's I, if there is, must be there, within this boundary, there's no other place you can find. That is definite, that is sure. Now, within this, you see, if you investigate, which is the true Dalai Lama, true Tenzin Gyatso, you see, besides, you see, this physical and mind, then you see, there's no substance. Yet, you see, the Dalai Lama is a factor. Dalai Lama is a man, a monk, a Tibetan, and who can speak, who can drink, who can sleep, who can enjoy myself. Isn't it? Now you see, so that is quite enough to prove there is something yet cannot find. Now that means that the she said that 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 she
Among the bases of designation of the eye, there is nothing to be found that is an illustration of the eye or that is the eye. But does this mean that the eye doesn't exist? No, it doesn't mean that. The eye does exist. But when it exists, and since it cannot be found amongst its bases of designation, then one has to say that it exists not under its own power, but through the force of other conditions. Thus, it is due to the conceptuality that posits the eye, or its independence upon, among the conditions, independence upon which the eye exists, one of the more important factors is the conceptuality that designates the eye. Thus, it is said that the eye and other phenomena exist through the power of conceptuality. Thus, dependent arising here comes to mean posited in dependence upon a basis of designation, posited in dependence upon a conceptual consciousness that designates the object, or arising in dependence upon a basis of designation, or arising in dependence upon a conceptual consciousness that designates it. Thus, in the term dependent arising, dependent means depending or relying on some other factor. Once the object depends on something else, it is devoid of being under its own power. It's devoid of being independent. Therefore, it is devoid of an independent nature or a nature of being under its own power. Nevertheless, it arises due in reliance upon conditions. Good and bad, cause and effect, oneself and others, whatever the object is, it arises independently. Since objects are dependently arisen, therefore, or from the point of view of their being dependently arisen, that object is devoid of the extreme of being under its own power. And because in this context of dependence, cause and effect are positable, cause and effect are proper, and are not existent. When one understands this, one is released from the extreme of non-existence, nihilism. Thus, that's also a meaning of dependent arising. That's the most subtle meaning.
Objectively, that to manage. kalchene to perceive that perceive right ding ne dae de involve de zero.
For instance, nowadays physicists are explaining that objects don't exist just objectively in and of themselves, but exist in terms of or in the context of involvement with a perceiver, observer.
I feel, you see, in this respect, I mean disconnection, you see, this matter or the point, the relation between matter and consciousness. This, I think, you see, this is the real place where, you see, Eastern philosophy in general, particularly Buddhist philosophy and Western science could meet on this place. I think a meeting, very happy meeting, heavenly meeting. I think happy marriage, not divorcing. I think, you see, perhaps it's the next century, if we carry some more work on this line, this is sort of a joint effort by Buddhist, scholar, and in some cases not only scholar, but those who have some experience with these people, and pure unbiased scientist, physicist, work together, investigate, study, more deeper research on the field of relation between matter and consciousness. I think we may find some beautiful things that may be helpful. Good, isn't it? Now, even, I mean, not consider as a practice or dharma, something like that, anything. But purely the expansion, human knowledge. So now this lead, you see, another point, I think worthwhile to mention to our Dharma friend, that now, since you see Buddhist philosophy, somehow you see connection with scientists, with science, now in this respect, and also now, scientists who are working on human brain and human mind, human brain, what called neurologists. Mm-hmm. You see, I think in their field also, the Buddhist explanation about consciousness, you see, how to function, how to, you see, change or fluctuation, right? Mm-hmm. Fluctuation of human mind, this could be helpful or contribution for their work. Sometime back, one day I asked some the neurologist, I asked, you say, what is the function of memory? How to function, right? Condition what is?
How does memory function?
He says, you see, still did not yet find the concrete, explanation. So in that field also, I think we could work together. And some, you see, Western medical people showing interest, you see, in order to cure certain illness through meditation. I mean, does work? You see, that also is interesting, or a point, or one a project which could be a joint, right?
Mm-hmm. Joint project.
Joint project. And then you see another thing, as I mentioned earlier, you see, Buddhism, emphasis on this sort of self-creation. And there's no creator. From that viewpoint, Buddhism is not a religion, strictly speaking. Mm-hmm. He said some Western Buddhist scholar one time said to me, he said, Buddhism is not a religion. Buddhism is a kind of, how to say, the science of mind. So anyway, now is Buddhism somehow not belong religion. I think sad. But in any case, that means Buddhism, how to say, become closer to the science, to science side. From the scientist's viewpoint, a pure scientist viewpoint, naturally, Buddhism is a kind of spiritual, isn't it? Again, sad. We not belong that category. So you see, faith or religion and science, pure science, these two group, these two field, Buddhism belong neither. This, if you look different way, that gives, you see, one new opportunity to make link or bridge between faith and science. So, I believe, that in the future, we may have, you see, some work to make, to make closer contact between this and the present condition, present and existing thing. This is faith, a group of people who are following faith and experience, you see, spiritual value. The other side is a people who, I think, is a majority, simply is neglecting. That's a different matter. But some people who are deliberately denying any value of religion, for religion, any,
all right.
So, as a result, it's a constant conflict between these two. So, if one way or another, some help to come closer, these two things, these two forces, that may be worthwhile, isn't it? So I think now today almost finished. And so today, I think now, nearly 4:30. Now, do you think each session, at last, if we remain, it's a sort of meditation. Just is simply silence. Silence, meditate. To think the subject which we discussed. Do you think that may be advisable? Something good? Do you think? Or if necessary, sleep. Rest, as say. So then, all right. 4 or 5 minutes, we will remain silence, isn't it? Pratyasamupanda. All right.